Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you on a getaway Friday, December the 11th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. And away we go. Now, this will come as a shock to many people, but I have nothing to complain about this morning. Now, if you have been listening to the show the last 2 days, I have had big issues trying to get my large diet soda from McDonald's East out on Route 95. Well, this morning, everything went smooth, the timing was good, and I got here on time. Now, why 2 days ago they were out of diet soda, why yesterday they were out of cups, I have no idea, but today, all is well with the world, and I have my large diet soda. Although, here we are, full swing in the Christmas holiday, December 11th. And by the way, I like to keep everybody updated of this stuff, that we are now, 14 days from Christmas, 13 days from Christmas Eve, and Hanukkah started yesterday. Hanukkah will run from December 10th through December 18th, and Kwanzaa this year will be December 26th through January the 1st. So those are the holiday dates. Here's the thing about being in the holiday swing, and this maybe is what the pandemic has done to us. I'm pretty sure by this time last year that people were baking for the holiday season. And last year, I did not really write down any of the recipes that came in because we just talked about them on the air. And this year, I had my index cards all ready to go for recipes or things that people eat at Christmas, and we have not had any luck with this. Now, I certainly understand that we are not getting a lot of candy here at the studio. We got a ton of it last year because of the pandemic and people not wanting to go out, which I certainly understand, but you know, you think back to last year and you think, boy, we had all that good food and all that conversation about candy and food and what people eat at the holiday season. And this year we've not been able to do that. So hopefully this morning we'll be able to do that because I'm here alone in the studio. And I think there is a lot to talk about when it comes to Christmas on this particular subject. Now, before we get to this, I do want to let people know that sending us a Christmas card is still in full force. If you want to send us a Christmas card, the address is WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Now, if you send us a card and you put a return address on there, we will hang your card in the studio through New Year's Day, and we always keep the cards year after year after year, and we will send you a card back as long as you provide a return address. So there you go, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Now, you still have time to send a letter to Santa Claus and get a letter back. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Send them a letter and they will get you a letter back. Still time to do that. Now, this is a little bit of a news story off the top here, because this is done every year, and I think it's important to mention this, and we can talk about it this morning if you want to. If not, that's fine. But for years and years and years and years, Time Magazine has named their Person of the Year. And it's always a big surprise, and they always have a big unveiling, usually on the second Friday in December. And this is the second Friday in December, and we all learned this morning that the 2020 Time Magazine Person of the Year is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the president-elect and the vice president-elect. So if you buy Time Magazine, they will be on the cover. I don't know if it's this week or month. I don't know if Time Magazine runs by the month or the week. But the 2020 Person of the Year for Time Magazine is Biden and Harris. So there you go. Now, I'm not really sure the reason given for that, but I'm sure Time Magazine will tell you if you buy the magazine and look through it. I was kind of surprised a little bit by that, because 2020 has been such a weird year. I thought, well, maybe it'll be Dr. Fauci because of the coronavirus, and I think he has probably been the most out front doctor when it's come to this. So I thought, well, maybe it'll be Dr. Fauci. Maybe it'll be the scientists who are working on the vaccine. Then I thought, well, maybe it'll be somebody who had to do with the protests this past summer. Although, I don't really, I can't think of any names that stick out when it comes to those protests. And unfortunately, George Floyd, which was probably the biggest name during those protests, was killed. So I think you have to be living to be the Time Magazine Person of the Year. So it could not be him. So nothing with the protests, nothing with the coronavirus, but we did have a presidential election. And usually with these type of things, presidents and people who have won elections have been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year before. That's usually not a big shock. Now, not all presidents have been named Time Magazine Person of the Year, but it does happen. Politics are a big thing when it comes to our society. And I was trying to think of other big stories this year, but really those are the ones that have dominated: the protests this past summer, the coronavirus certainly, and the election of 2020. So those seem to be the big stories. So if you're just tuning in, Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2020 is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, one thing about the Time Magazine Person of the Year that you have to understand is it's not always a nice person. I'm not really sure what the criteria of Time Magazine's Person of the Year is. Now, I'm not saying that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are not nice people, but I want to say this in regard that Hitler was Time Magazine's Person of the Year, I believe back during the World War II era. So sometimes it's people who aren't so nice. I think the idea behind the Person of the Year is the person who's had the most impact over the last year. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Obviously, in the case of Adolf Hitler, it was bad. Now, I don't think that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are thought in regard to bad. I think they're thought in regard to change. I think that's why they were probably chosen, was because there's going to be a change coming up here in a little over a month in Washington. So, does anybody agree with Time Magazine's Person of the Year? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But Time Magazine's Person of the Year is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That magazine is out today. So now you know. 740-383-9944. Do you agree with it? Now, here's the thing about it. And I hope we can get to this point at some point when it comes to politics. It's not about whether or not you voted for the person, and it's not about whether or not you like the person. It's really not about that. What it really is about when it comes to something like this, the Time Magazine Person of the Year, what this really is about is, did they have impact? Did their presence this past year mean something? And that's what it's all about. So, do you agree with that at all? Because one thing, and we have not talked a whole lot about this election since it ended, and one of the reasons is people get very upset about it. And that's understandable, because elections are tough. I have always said this about elections, even on the local level. I could never run for office because it takes a lot of guts, regardless of who you are. Democrat, Republican, pumpkin, it takes a lot of guts to run for office. Because it takes a lot of time, first of all. You've got to go out, you've got to raise money, you've got to put yard signs out, you've got to go door to door, you've got to have rallies if you're on a bigger level. It just is nonstop, time-wise, to try to get to that elected office. That's number one. That's one of the reasons I would not want to run for office. And number two, you have to take a lot of negativity. A lot of time, most of it's not true coming your way because somebody else is trying to defeat you. And then your job all comes down to one day in November. You either win or you lose. There's no middle ground. You're either going to continue in your job or you're not, and you don't know from election year to election year. So I think it's very tough to be a politician. And that's why I admire anybody who runs for office, because it's something I do not have the intestinal fortitude to do. Now, all that being said, presidential elections tick people off because half the people vote one. I mean, it's always very close. If you look at any presidential election, we have had blowouts, but there's always somebody who voted for the other person. So there are some hurt feelings when it's over. The people whose person won, they're happy. The people whose person lost, they're upset. It happens every 4 years. So I get that there are hurt feelings. But I just hope we can get to the point where we understand that let's judge the people who win on their job. Let's also judge the people who win on do they have impact? And that comes to the Time Magazine Person of the Year. Do you believe this was a good choice for 2020? And it has to be somebody in 2020 who did something of some importance. So do you think this is the right choice? And who might you have chosen as the 2020 Person of the Year? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know somebody has to have an opinion on this out there. And once we get past this, then we'll move on to some more cheery subjects here in the holiday season. But this is the big news story this morning, and I think us not covering it is not a good thing to do. I think we should be relevant and cover what's going on in the news so everybody knows. And now you know as well. So, do you think Biden and Harris is a good choice as the 2020 Person of the Year? And if not them, who do you think the person should be? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Okay, that's the way that goes. Now, and by the way, you can call in and answer that question anytime during the course of the morning. Now, let's move on to the Christmas stuff I was talking about earlier. Now, we're getting close. We're getting close. We are 14 days at this point from Christmas, 13 days from Christmas Eve. Okay, all that being said, I was talking about this 2 days ago with Glenn Coble. What are these cookies? Because I don't think we ever got an answer for this last year. Does anybody know about these cookies that my grandmother, and I think she passed the recipe on to my mother, but I haven't seen these cookies made in a long time. Does anybody know what they were? What you did was you took the Toll House crackers, or Townhouse. I always get this wrong. Is it Toll House or Townhouse? I believe it's Townhouse, not Toll House. I think Toll House is the chocolate chip. Okay, you take the Townhouse crackers, those white kind of rectangular crackers, and you put them on a cookie sheet. And then somehow you take a concoction, and this is where I get confused. I know what crackers to buy. You take a concoction that consists of chocolate chips, and there's some kind of nut in there, but it's not the full nut. It's just like pieces of a nut. I think it's a, or maybe it's pecans. I don't know, but they're broke up. They're smashed. It's either pecans or some kind of nut, and I don't remember because they're all broken up to where they're in tiny pieces, smashed. So those two items are put together, the chocolate chips and the smashed up nut or pecan, and then, see, this is what I don't know. It's put with some kind of a syrupy concoction, the chocolate chips and the nuts are. And then that is drizzled over top of the crackers. Now, when you first drizzle it, obviously it goes on as a liquid. And you drizzle it heavy. It almost totally covers the cracker. Well, it's supposed to totally cover the cracker, I think. And it goes on clear, and then you bake them. And then, during that baking, the liquid substance firms up, and it's almost like hardtack candy. It doesn't taste like hardtack candy, but it's almost that way in that you've got to break the cookies off once it's finalized. And then you eat the cookie, the cracker cookie. That's what they were called, cracker cookies, but I'm sure that's not the technical name. And it kind of tastes, it's very sweet, but it's also got kind of a, I don't even know how to describe the taste. It's got a taste kind of, it's not butterscotch, but it's that sort of taste. And they're very good. So, does anybody have any idea what I'm talking about here? Have you ever heard of these cookies? They were called cracker cookies through my childhood. But I always remembered those at Christmas because they were always made at Christmas and put in a tin and given around, and I'm not sure where they came from, but they were always so popular. I think because it was an oddball cookie, and people loved to eat them, and they were always the cookie that was gone first. But I don't know what that liquid substance is that is mixed with the chocolate chip and the nut and or pecan that was smashed up to drizzle over. Does anybody know what that liquid substance might have been? It's very clear. It's a clear substance. It's not crystal clear, but it turns a little brownish, but not enough to where you can't see through it. It's that type of substance. Does anybody know what that might be? I don't know. I cannot remember what it was. I mean, maybe I never asked, to be honest with you, because I've never made these cookies. But I've been thinking about them because of the Christmas holiday. So, there you go. Let's go to the phone lines here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, sounds like it may be like a toffee mixture that's poured onto it.
You know, it could.
That will harden like a brittle.
The cookies, the cracker cookies themselves, they did kind of remind me of peanut brittle, but not quite like that. And the taste is so different. Like I said, it's not butterscotch, and I wouldn't even call it, it's certainly not peanut. It's just got, and it's not a super sweet taste. It's not like eating candy. I just don't know what that liquid would have been that was drizzled over top, because you could see through it. It turned a little brown when you, a little bit. But you could still see the cookie through it, or the cracker. You could still see the cracker through it. It just turned a little brown when you baked it, and you had to break the cookies off, the crackers, which then I guess were cookies. You had to break them off, but they weren't hard. It wasn't like hardtack candy, but similar to that.
Right. I've seen a similar recipe with saltine crackers. I've not heard of the townhouse. But I'm wondering if the salt in the crackers is what kind of gives it the unique flavor.
It could be.
Interesting.
Well, they were very good. My dad's mother used to make them every Christmas, and they were always the fastest cookie gone. And my mother made them a few times, but I think they were kind of a complicated, even though it doesn't sound complicated, I think they were kind of a complicated cookie to make because you could really screw them up easy, if I remember right.
Probably. And, it sounds like there's different steps, but it sounds like a relatively cheap treat to make. That would be great to give as gifts.
People loved it. People loved it. I never saw anybody dislike it. And, even people who disliked nuts, I think because there was so little nut on it, because if it was a nut, and I'm trying to remember if it was a nut or a pecan, I'm pretty sure it was a nut. But if they were smashed, so they were really little fine pieces of nut.
Fine, right.
Yeah. So even people who didn't like nuts tended to like it. But do you have any idea what that... I was thinking... Now, Cairo, how does that go on things?
Cairo is used in making that will harden as it cooks. That could be. I know that's used in hardtack. So who, could be?
It could
be a brown sugar, butter, Cairo kind of mix. Not sure.
It could be. I've never seen them prepared, so I'm not exactly sure, but I know that the main ingredients are those cookies. Cookies, like I said, the chocolate chips, the nuts, and the whatever that substance is. Now, what are they doing with the saltine crackers?
It's very similar. They line a pan with the saltines, pour over a liquid toffee mixture, and cover with chocolate, and I think she might have sprinkled crushed nuts on top, and then you break it like a bark. So I've kind of been dying to try it because everybody just raves about them.
And there are things like that. And here in Ohio, which I have not seen a whole lot of, but if you go to the stores, I've noticed that they're selling Buckeyes. Now, I have a question about this. First of all, two questions really. When did Buckeyes become a holiday candy? And number two, why are they so expensive when you buy them?
I make dozens and dozens of Buckeyes every year, and they are very labor-intensive. There's a lot of butter involved, and butter's not cheap. Chocolate is not cheap. The other ingredients, peanut butter, powdered sugar, those are affordable, but it's a little pricey to make them, and they're kind of labor-intensive, and so the prices on them, I've seen them in the store, are just outrageous.
Well, I think I saw, and I'm not sure how many were in this tub. Now, there were definitely more than a dozen, but maybe two dozen, and it was like $20.
Yeah.
But people buy them.
I've got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm making some treats this weekend, and I wanted to drop off a plate or container to your office. Is there a place that I can... I've never been there. Do you leave it outside a door? Is there somewhere to leave something?
I'll tell you. What we have done in the past is there's always some... What happens is even if there's nobody in the office, there's always somebody here during the day as long as the doors are open. So the door would be open. If you just walked in and laid it on the desk,
Okay.
Yeah, because that's how people are doing their Christmas cards as well. It's just sometimes they might be downstairs or they might have went next door for something to eat. But we always leave, as long as somebody's here, which is usually 9 to 5, well, 8 to 5,
okay.
The door, you can just open the door, and even if the light's off, sometimes people flip the light off when they leave. If you leave it on the desk, we'll get it.
Okay, good to know. I will be sending something soon your way then.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. This is a security building, which is great, and I believe that the security on this building closes about 5 o'clock, so you can't get in after that. But if you come here, there's always somebody around, but they might not be in the studio. A lot of times people go, you know, next door and get something to eat or look around, especially this time of year. So if you walk in, even if the lights are off, just leave it on the front desk out here, and we'll definitely get it. And if you want to put a card with it, just telling us what it is or where it came from, that's fine too. But does anybody, and I appreciate anybody who drops off anything, and again, we're not asking for that, because we understand a lot of people are leery because of the coronavirus, but everybody who did that last year, that was so appreciated. And the one that sticks out in my mind was the peanut butter fudge, because it was so good, and I remember we had two batches over the course of the holiday, and Charlie loved it, and I thought it was very good, and we even served it, I think, at the Christmas party here at the office last year. Now, I always thought fudge was hard to make, and to be honest with you, I like peanut butter, and I actually like peanut butter fudge. It's one of those things that, because I'm not a fan of peanut butter, but it's one of those things that has peanut butter that I do like, peanut butter fudge. But I do like the chocolate fudge, although, again, I'm not a fan of chocolate. I know I'm strange in this way. This is why I'm not a candy person. Like, to eat a candy bar or something like that, I can do it. But I'm not a huge fan of chocolate, and I'm not a huge fan of peanut butter. But those fudges, I do like. It's just a different taste, and I think a different time of year. It's kind of like eggnog. I like eggnog, but I wouldn't want to drink it all year round. But for a month, it tastes good, because I haven't had it the other 11 months. So, that being said, here's a question I have for you on this candy subject. Is there another type of fudge? Now, peanut butter, I know, is very popular. Matter of fact, we got more peanut butter fudge last year than we got chocolate fudge. So chocolate fudge is also very good. But is there another type of fudge other than peanut butter and chocolate? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, oddly enough, I don't like chocolate and I don't like peanut butter on the whole. But I like anything strawberry. Like, if I'm going to get ice cream, I'll get strawberry. If I get a milkshake, I'm going to get a strawberry milkshake. If I have to drink some kind of flavored milk, I'll drink strawberry milk. Those are the ones I like. There's something about that I just like better than chocolate or vanilla. So, is there a strawberry fudge? I was thinking that this morning. It would probably be pink, but I don't know if there is a strawberry fudge, or if there's any kind of fudge outside of chocolate and peanut butter. Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And also, there was a gentleman on this station years ago named Paul Savage who passed away, I think, in 2018. He sang a song called Christmas Candy. Now, I'm trying to remember, and he wrote the song himself. He talks about something in there called divinity. Now, what is divinity? And why is that Christmassy? Because to be honest with you, I have never walked in any store in my life and seen divinity. I've never seen that word in a store. Now, it's quite possible it is in the store, and I just have not seen it because I'm not sure what to look for because I have not eaten it. But what is Divinity as a candy, and why is it brought up at the holiday time? Does anybody have an answer for that? 740-383-9944, or let us know what your favorite Christmas candy or cookie or cake is. You know, I was thinking the other day about George Turoff. I like to bring up George because he was an amazing cook, owned Turoff's in downtown Marion here for so many years. And I know he was famous for his pies, but which I have not had one for quite a while, but George did amazing pies. But I wonder what George and his wife, who's a very lovely lady, I wonder what they used to eat at Christmas. Did they make something special for Christmas? Because they were so known for their pies, I wonder if they did some kind of special Christmas concoction for dessert on Christmas at Turoff's when it was downtown here. Or maybe if they do it at home. I don't know. Does anybody remember going to Turoff's downtown and seeing something other than the pies at Christmas? Now, George Kasotis, who obviously has been on this station quite a bit, I think he probably did baklava sundaes at Christmas, although I'm not sure. Now, I like to do baklava sundaes at Christmas. That's one of my favorites. That's become one of my favorites because it's so good. And I have never known anybody to try a baklava sundae that did not like it. So there's a lot of stuff that I think about when I think of Christmas. What do you think about candy, cookie, food-wise at Christmas? There's always a lot at Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, the turkey goes with Thanksgiving, the stuffing at Thanksgiving, the rolls at Thanksgiving, the cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving. But what goes with Christmas? And it doesn't even have to be something typical. What is being cooked in your house this time of year at Christmas? What type of candy? Now, or cookies, or cakes, or whatever. Fruitcake is always obviously tied into Christmas. We wish it wasn't, but it is. And obviously the sugar cookies with the trees and the bells and all that sort of thing. That's tied in with Christmas. But candy canes. But people really don't eat a whole lot of candy canes. I don't see people buying candy canes to eat them. Candy canes still get hung on trees, but other than that, I don't see a whole lot of that. And what happened with stringing popcorn on the Christmas tree? Does anybody know what happened to that tradition? That used to be a big tradition, and I know years ago they used to string cranberries on the Christmas tree. Now, I think that might be trouble. Because now the popcorn will get stale, obviously, and you would not want to eat that. And I'm sure you would not want to eat the cranberries after they'd been on the tree for a while. But couldn't they go bad? I mean, the cranberry is a fruit. Would you really want to put fruit on your Christmas tree? I mean, couldn't that end up being a disaster? Does anybody know anything about this? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did anybody out there ever string cranberries on their tree? And I just don't think that would be a good idea, because I'm guessing you would have to do it with a needle and thread. And I'm thinking the cranberries would probably leak a little bit when you were driving that needle through them. And the time that they're on the tree, I think, would matter. I don't know. I just can't see stringing cranberries on a Christmas tree. And the popcorn thing, why that's went by the wayside, I'm not really sure. Does anybody know why popcorn has went by the wayside? That was so popular. Oh, and remember the icicles? I never see the icicles anymore. Now, those were a mess. That was about as big a mess as having a real tree, putting those icicles on there. And they did not look like icicles. That was the funny thing. I don't know, you bought these little, I don't even know what they were made out of. It wasn't plastic. It was some kind of, I don't know, was it cellophane? Cellophane paper? These little strips of cellophane? And you would throw them all over your tree, and they would blow on the floor, and they would fall on the floor, and when you took your tree down, it was hard to get them off the branches, and they would be all over the floor, and you'd have to vacuum them up, and they could get stuck in your vacuum cleaner. Those icicles were a mess. I don't know. I don't know where that tradition came from or why that was a thing, but does anybody know, do they still sell the icicles? Does anybody have icicles on their tree? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Well, I've given you a lot of Christmas questions this morning, so let's see if you are going to reply this morning to any of these. We're talking about the icicles, the popcorn stringing, the cranberry stringing, whole lot of stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Here's another thing that I don't see anybody do anymore. Remember how they used to take those cans of snow, the fake snow?
Oh, God, yes.
I don't see anybody doing that either.
I think that was toxic.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't enough to kill you. But,
no one ever died.
Nobody ever died that I'm aware of, but I remember people spraying that on the tree, and if you remember, there was always kind of an odor right after you sprayed it on the tree.
Oh, people put it on their trees, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, people used to spray their trees with that, but they also, you're right, put it in the windows and things like that, but has that totally gone by the wayside? Could you get a can of fake snow today?
I mean, you probably could. I just don't see as many people doing it.
Well, what do you think has happened? Because I was
thinking about that while you were talking. My opinion doesn't amount to anything, but my opinion is it's probably, a lot of it is economical. When back in the 100 years ago, when people probably started doing the popcorn and cranberries, it's just what they had. So people nowadays, they don't live within their means. They have to have the best of everything, put everything on credit. Everything's got to be an extravaganza. Back in the old days, people were more happy to just use the things that they had and try to make the best of a bad situation and save money and everything. And I also think it was more of a celebration of the actual, like, meaning of Christmas instead of just Walmart and, you know.
Well, I think that's probably right, but I remember popcorn stringing. Now, I don't think I ever saw live cranberries on any tree, so I think that predated me. But I do remember well into the 80s and maybe even into the early 90s, people stringing popcorn.
Oh, have you ever tried it? I have, and it's a pain because you don't get the right size, like, piece of popcorn. It's kind of hard.
Well, I don't know why. I'm not sure what the significance of that was.
Can you imagine taking, like, your garden variety, you know, second grader or whatever, and trying to do that now? They would, like, roll their eyes and say, oh, this is stupid. They'd want to go play a video game.
Well, you know the other one that I remember, and they used to do this in schools. The paper rings.
I knew that was coming from.
Yes, the paper rings. And
I know. I love those. And you would do your little AB pattern and alternate, you know, green, red, green, red, green, red.
Right, and you'd put the glue stick to glue them. And half the time they would come unglued, so you'd have to re-glue them. But they were so popular, and people always put them on their Christmas tree, and those things have gone away.
Now, have you ever heard of anybody, like, back in the old days, this was like 1800, didn't they used to put, like, actual candles on the Christmas trees?
Yeah, but then the trees caught on fire and
all
died.
That's what I'm wondering. That sap is flammable, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bad combination to put live candles on a live Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other one that that went away, and they used to teach this in school all the time, and I'm guessing this probably went away because they, you know, Santa Claus and all that really aren't allowed in the schools anymore. But do you remember when everybody used to make the Christmas calendar with Santa's beard, and every day you'd mark it off with a cotton ball, and by the time you got to the 25th, he'd have a full beard?
No, that's, I feel deprived now. I never got to do that.
I always thought, you know, it was so easy to do, and I wonder why more families just don't do that at home, because cotton balls are cheap. And
I know you could do anything with your hand. You made hand turkeys, hand reindeer. Like, your hand was the pattern for everything.
The hand was the pattern, but those teachers that got creative in those days when you could do a lot of things for holiday, they were really creative.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the chain, what significance that would have.
Well, how do you feel about what I said? I mean, don't you kind of think it's just like everyone's sort of more materialistic and, like, you know?
Well, you know what? I think there's probably some truth to that. But one thing I've also noticed is because of the proliferation of dollar stores and Dollar Trees, people can get ornaments and lights pretty cheap.
And I think it probably, everything is relative, and it probably depends on, like, where you actually live, because I suppose if you live in, like, New York, your Christmas is different than if you live in a log cabin in, you know, the Rocky Mountains. Yeah, everything is probably relative to your surroundings and what you can get.
Well, you know, I think if you go out, usually, this year is a kind of an exception, but if you go out on the street in Manhattan during Christmas time, you're probably going to see a Santa on every street corner. You're going to see a lot of decorations. And if you live in Vermont, you're probably not if you step outside your house. But inside your house, you know, if you would go into these apartments in Manhattan, you know, they might have one Christmas tree. They might have a few family heirloom decorations up, which is the same thing I think you would see in Vermont or Ohio or Pennsylvania. I think at home it's not all that different. I think the outside is different. California and Florida, it's warm outside. So I think that's different, but
yeah,
I don't...
Yeah, what's that old Christmas carol, what they say in Hawaii,
Melikaniki Walker.
Yes, I didn't want to say because I knew that's true.
Yeah. Very, and you know, a lot of families, for a long time, I think the reason that came about was a lot of families would go to Hawaii for Christmas. That was a big destination spot.
Yeah.
It's
My 2 cents worth on, do you say Kamala or Kamala? How do you say her name? Kamala?
I believe it's Kamala and Joe Biden.
Never going to get that right. I think Joe Biden, in my opinion, yeah, I'm glad that he won, but he's just another white dude who won an election for the presidency of the United States of America. Some people have been doing forever now. She made history. I think she deserved it. I don't know about them as a couple, but she definitely.
So do you think it was the right choice in 2020 with all the stuff we got going on? Yeah, why?
We've had pandemics, we've had this, that, and we've never had a woman of color. You're not close to the, a woman or a person, you know, she made history. She's not the president, but, I mean, we're getting there.
But, you know, the sad thing is, you know, this was announced this morning, and I know that there'll be a lot of people very angry with that.
Oh, everybody's always got to have something to complain about. Haven't you ever noticed that?
Well, it's true, but, you know, some years they put, like, doctors on there, or they'll put people who did something scientific, or they'll put somebody who saved a life. Now, nobody usually...
That's groundbreaking, though, you know?
Right, but nobody objects to those things. But politics, people object to.
Huh.
So it's just, it's one of those unfortunate things. What's your favorite Christmas candy? Do you whip up anything in the kitchen this time of year?
You really took me back when you talked about divinity. I was trying to go back in the cobwebs of my mind, because I remember seeing recipes for that in my mom's cookbook. I can't really remember what that is, but, I'm going to have to Google that and see if I can't try to remember. But my favorite... Oh, what are those things with the pretzels and the Rolos?
Pretzels and Rolos.
I think it's like you smush a pretzel or something, and Rolo together.
Huh.
Does that sound familiar?
I don't know.
Those are good, I think. And I like everything. Of course, you know what my favorite is. We don't have to talk about that.
No, wait a second. That's your favorite?
Well, it's good.
I can understand people who like it. I understand it's bought. But it's your favorite?
Oh, well, have we switched? Are we talking about the free pig now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've already bought five Claxtons.
Five?
I was appreciative of your caller. Was that last week? That because I hadn't even thought to check, and then I was like, oh, yeah, goody.
Wasted
no time getting to the bank.
Well, you must have some dough then, because I know to purchase five Claxton fruitcakes that you had to have the moving company come over to bring them to your house.
Oh, God. I'm going to send you a couple for Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Now, pace yourself. I know how much you like them.
Yeah, well, I'll be able to lay... You know, sometimes the skirt on my tree bunches up, so I can put them down there to weigh it down. There you go. Hey, thanks.
Happy holidays, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we're coming back. We're going to continue this conversation. What is divinity? What do you cook for the holidays, candy, cookie, dessert-wise? Hey, we're coming back here, WWGH Radio, in about 15 minutes.
You stole a Christmas Advent calendar.
He got 25 days.
I know, that's the... Here we go. Right, and one.